secondary VPN services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Thursday, debate day, July 11th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Gene and others have already asked me for Tristan Cole's text cell phone number. I sent it back to her in a clickable, dialable link. 231-631-6659. Just text me, Tristan, and I'll text you back the link. She also says, see you tonight, Sheboygan. No. Gaylord. I'm going to send you the flyer to make sure you have the address. It's not in Sheboygan. It's in Gaylord. She's from Sheboygan. Okay, got it. Yes, I have you stored in my phone, Gene, in Sheboygan. Got a text message from Barb Ajima. Seems Gretchen has signed the worst election overhaul bill ever. No audits, no recounts. Opens the doors to cheating. No way to check it. Yes, that was the story that we talked about in the first segment of this hour. Personally, I don't think it's going to apply to this election, and I'll tell you why. The way the law is written, you have to allege fraud. You want a recount? Don't allege fraud. We simply want a recount. We'll pay for the recount as a candidate, but we want a recount. We want to open up the votes, look at them, have you prove to us without a shadow of a doubt that we truly lost this election. Not going to say anything about fraud. Don't mention fraud. Just pay for the recount, open up the books, and make them be held accountable. Now, here is the interesting part of this. When the audit recount was attempted in Tuscarora Township, Sheboygan County, they found that the previous clerk had mishandled the election so poorly that their township wasn't recountable. The wrong storage bags, boxes were not properly used. They weren't properly sealed. They weren't in the proper chain of custody. And as a result, it couldn't be recounted. New clerk Jay Reedsman comes in and cleans it all up for this election. I believe Tuscarora Township will be totally recountable. Just don't claim fraud. That would basically circumvent these laws that the governor just signed. But the tweet that I put out on my X account, formerly known as Twitter, has it spelled out. It's in our Constitution, folks. Statewide elections can be challenged, audited, and recounted. Any person that votes in our state has the right to request such an audit or recount. It's in the Constitution. But you see, Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the Democrats who passed these bills and she signed into law, they don't care about our Constitution. See, this is what you do when you have the power, when you have the majority. You pass whatever the heck you want to pass. You sign it into law and force somebody to take it to court. Now, Tristan Cole's process of thinking is that you replace the governor, you take back the majority in the House and the Senate, and you undo these election laws with more laws. However, the laws are unconstitutional based on the Constitution amendments that was done as a result of the ballot proposals. They didn't even realize the technicality of what they put into the state Constitution amendment. They collected the signatures, it was put on the ballot, and it passed. That's great. Promote the vote. But it allows for anybody, any one person who votes in this state can call for an audit, a recount. So what they basically passed and she signed into law, unconstitutional. But you got to have somebody willing to take it to court. Republicans should immediately sue because this law is unconstitutional. And the language that's in the constitutional amendment clearly states it. Quote, I pulled it up. The right to have the results of a statewide election audited, comma, in such manner as prescribed by law, comma, to ensure the accuracy and integrity of the elections, period, end quote. Now, the way they get around this is they think that because of the new law she just signed, this is the manner in which a recount as prescribed by law needs to be conducted. They took it away from the local jurisdictions, the local communities, the local board of canvassers, and have transferred it to the attorney general's office and district attorneys. Challenge it in court right now. Ask for an immediate injunction to suspend the law that makes it so that it cannot and will not apply to this August 6th primary and November 5th general election. That's the first step. If a judge denies it, appeal it. If the appellate court doesn't take it up, go to the Michigan Supreme Court on an expedited basis because it's July 11th. The election's August 6th. You're talking about 3 weeks from now is when the election's going to be held. You got to have a ruling on this, folks. 3 weeks from this coming Tuesday will be the election on August 6th. So you have to decide. You have to decide right now, Judge, does this law stand? Is it applicable to this particular election and the one in November? That's what's got to be discovered. So we'll see if a Republican group, conservative group, even an election integrity group, maybe a good question to ask Patrick Kobach from letsfixstuff.org. Maybe there is a group out there preparing to do it. I don't know. She just signed it yesterday. Senator Jim Runstead had been very vocal about it. Others have been very vocal about it. But it didn't do any good. Why? Because the Democrats have a two-seat majority in the House, a two-seat majority in the Senate, and this governor, Gretchen Whitmer. That's simple. Elections have consequences, folks. And see, you have to understand that you must be engaged for this election. You have to do it. We have this debate tonight in Gaylord at the Ellison Place. Doors open at 4. The debate start at 5. You need to come. You need to be there. These elections are too important not to be engaged and informed as to who these people are and what their answers are to these questions. And very simply, perfect example, Downstate Kim. She brings up a good point on these cabinet positions. These cabinet positions. When you look at the situation that needs to be happening when the president appoints these cabinets, we need patriot candidates in the U.S. Senate. They are the gatekeepers on who gets approved for the cabinet positions. She says, go Dr. Sherry. We need candidates like these who are not going to be in the club, who will vote against anyone who goes against their interests. This is what they're looking for. The Bergman machine type of operation that's happening across the country. You have to understand it. Let's see. Pat in Indian River, I don't understand your text message at all. So send it to me again. I don't understand it. 97.7 FM broadcasting loud and clear. So I haven't gotten any text messages that it's not. So I don't understand your text. Just to wrap this segment up, I want you to understand the process. Because who gets the nominations in this August 6th primary is going to be critical to who we send to Lansing and who we send to Washington in November. The right candidates can win in November and represent us, we the people. That's the goal. That's why we do this show. That's why we hold this debate tonight. You have to understand it. One of the other components to this process is who is behind these candidates? Who is supporting them? The endorsements that they're getting or not getting? What is the legislative reasoning behind it? Certain organizations coming out with endorsements, I've read some stories, not really going to talk about it, because it doesn't matter to us up here in Northern Michigan. Most of the endorsements are for downstate candidates. But they are definitely trying to put their hand on the scale. It's politics, and that's what they do. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Tyler Gorrell, your Republican candidate for Tuscarora Township Trustee. I was born and raised in Indian River, and I know the issues that we face. I will use my business experience to support maintaining and improving infrastructure, encouraging affordable housing and development that benefits all our citizens. And I will never vote for new taxes. Vote for Tyler Gorrell, Tuscarora Township Trustee in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Tyler Gorrell Trustee.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for. by Dr. Sherry Persenet.
I'm Janice Delahaye, your Tuscarora Township Treasurer. Our team has found and fixed dozens of problems in our general ledger, payroll, tax, and utility billing systems. But we're not done. 40 years of experience as a controller, CFO, and business owner prepared me for this work. Our township needs it. Our taxpayers deserve it. Vote to retain Janice Delahaye, Treasurer, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Janice Delahaye.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, Patriots! Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment. A couple more text messages coming in for the debate tonight. Just text me debate. I'll send you the flyer. Doors open at 4. Debate start at 5. Each race will be an hour long. First congressional district at 5. Basically reverse numerical order. 107th next, the 106th last will be the 105th. So that is the process tonight at the Ellison Place. Address is 150 Dale Drive in Gaylord, Michigan. Right off of I-75, you can't miss it. One of the things that we're looking at in this story about Governor Gretchen Whitmer signing these election overhaul bills into law, my question is very simple. And Tristan Cole answered it. Why do they want the recounts, the audits, to be handled by the Attorney General's office and the district attorneys? Because people have used election fraud as the basis. Well, fraud is breaking the law. Whether it's misdemeanors or felonies, whatever, there's laws on the books. So the solution to go around this new set of laws she signed in, don't allege election fraud. You can call for an audit for any reason. Based on what's actually in the Constitution that they passed with the ballot proposal, quote, all rights set forth in this subsection shall be self-executing, period. Meaning, automatically, a person requests it, it's self-executing that it goes into a full effect as an audit. It goes on to say, this subsection shall be liberally construed in favor of voters' rights. Liberally construed. Meaning you don't have to be specific in your intent to question or call for an audit or a recount. However, nothing contained in the subsection shall prevent the legislature from expanding voters' rights beyond what is provided herein. Meaning they could pass something to expand your voter rights. Well, they misconstrued that language, meaning instead of expanding, taking away. I believe it's going to have to be challenged in court. We can't wait for the next election to take it back. Clayton up in Pickford. Tell me you're cheating without telling me you're cheating, Governor. That's basically what they're trying to do. Oh, this is a good set of laws. I'm signing it. It goes into immediate effect. We'll see. We'll see if it gets challenged in court. That's the bottom line. So right now, 10:55 a.m. here on Thursday, July 11th, two text message requests available. Debate for tonight and the pig roast on July 27th. Those are the two main things we're operating under today. Text me debate. I'll send you the flyer for tonight. Text me pig. I'll send you the website, the flyer for July 27th. And if you'd like to get a hold of Tristan Cole to discuss some things with him, text me Tristan, T-R-I-S-T-O-N. I'll text you back his cell phone number. Third hour. More breaking news as to what Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed into law. We're going to reach out to a couple of folks, see if they can join us while working. Get a couple of interviews thrown in, a couple stories from Lansing. These laws going into effect, signed by this governor. One particular one is kind of interesting, FOIA request. Something that we have been long overdue in needing here in the state of Michigan. Well, in full transparency disclosure, Lansing is seriously looking at the possibility of getting FOIA requests to be able to be filed against the governor's office as well as the state legislature. Right now in the state of Michigan, our governor, our state reps, our state senators, they don't have to respond to FOIA requests. Freedom of Information Act. Specific laws on the books giving them so many days that they must respond and provide information. If they don't, there's penalties. One of the things we're looking at is requests from the Bureau of Elections. We can get into that story. And a couple of budget items that we believe the governor may veto. Why? Because it doesn't give her enough money to do the things she wants. She may veto it, giving her the ability to move funds around after the budget goes into effect. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in